Kyrillian and the construction industry. The following letter by Socialist Party member and construction worker Jimmy Tyson was published in the Liverpool Echo earlier this week. Recent events surrounding construction giant Kyrillian have exposed the problem in general within the construction industry. The media are reporting that thousands of jobs are at risk as a result of recent financial problems. But the reality is that the majority of the men and women working on, not just Kyrillian sites, but all construction sites across the country, have for years been living in fear of job insecurity. The construction industry prefers to employ workers through bogus self-employment, CIs, construction industry scheme, umbrella companies and using exploitive employment agencies, all in order to exempt workers from employment law, notice period and holiday pay. They have consistently tried to de-skill the industry with things like BESNA in order to employ unqualified electricians at a lower rate and modularization to reduce the amount of qualified skilled workers needed on site. Also exploiting migrant workers, paying them less than their British counterparts. Kyrillian refused to work with Unite the Union in agreeing a national agreement when statistics show that unionized sites are safer, more productive sites. In their drive to drive down wages, what they ended up with was a load of unqualified workers and agency workers working on a week-to-week basis with no loyalty to a company, who refused to directly employ them, and no motivation. This is why jobs have taken longer to complete, because of the total disrespect shown to hard-working construction workers. This isn't just a problem for Kyrillian, so all the other construction giants need to get their houses in order, as this is the future of the industry, if they don't end bogus self-employment, cooperate with trade unions, and allow their sites to be fully unionized, and start directly employing qualified tradesmen and women, and paying union-recognized rates of pay. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 19th of January 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.